Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
Come on, Mary Jane. I mean, do I look like somebody that would smoke marijuana?
Could you check me on this? Am I losing my mind? I don't understand what this has to do with anything.
Would you go to weed college? With not drug dealers. With fundraisers.
Wow, man.
I'm Jim Burns. The breathless pace of modern living is leaving too many families overcommitted and underconnected. And as a result, lots of both adults and kids are turning to drugs and alcohol to deal with the occasional strains and struggles we all face. Well, if that describes your situation right now, I'm glad you tuned in to Homeward today. John Baker is with us here in studio. Once again, John is the founder of Celebrate Recovery, one of the most successful substance abuse programs in the entire country. So whether you're battling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol, or if you suspect that one of your kids might be struggling in this area, stay with us. From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference maker since 1899, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. Today on the program, taking a look at something that is important to every family to at least acknowledge, and especially since we mentioned our connection with Azusa Pacific and the college years in particular. That's a time when kids are experimenting with a lot of different things, and even good Christian kids from good Christian homes can sometimes veer off the beaten path. John Baker knows that. He was in pastoral ministry and got involved in alcoholism. His son watched him recover from it, and he got involved in alcoholism. The end result is Celebrate Recovery, and today here on the program, part two of Jim Burns' conversation with John Baker on freedom from your hurts, hang-ups, and habits. Here's Jim. Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. John Baker with us again today. A continuing conversation on freedom from your hurts, hang-ups, and habits. He's written a great book called Life's Healing Choices, and it's a book on how we can recover from addictions. And it's really the road to recovery from past hurts and life-controlling addictions. It sometimes is long, it's sometimes hard, but there is freedom on the end there. And you know what? Before freedom, sometimes comes some pain. And what a pleasure to have John with us. He's a pastor at Saddleback Church in Southern California. He's been a pastor there at Saddleback since 1991. He's the founder of the highly successful recovery program called Celebrate Recovery, which is now active in more than 10,000 churches across the United States. It's a movement, and at least 26 other countries. Over 500,000 people can attest to their lives being changed by this amazing program. A former functioning alcoholic, which we talked about last time, has been sober for 18 years. He and his wife, Cheryl, have been married for 38 years. They have two kids and two grandkids. Welcome back to our program, John.
Thank you very much.
Great to be with you. I want to throw a question out that a listener wrote to us just recently. Their daughter, and I'm not sure how old their daughter was, but I'm going to say between 16 and 22. Their daughter was raised in the church, raised in the youth group, wonderful kid, went away to a Christian school, got involved in alcohol addiction, perhaps smoking some pot, some sexual addiction issues, financial problems. And she said, help. You know, I didn't raise my kid to go in this direction.
Right.
What do you say to that mother?
Yeah, it is. And she didn't. These are choices that her daughter made. And I think the couple of things she can do is, number one, get her help. Never give up on her and continue to pray. The thing is that there is help available, but her daughter's got to want it. But her mom can go get help herself so she can be healthy. And in the way that she's reacting to her, that it doesn't affect her marriage. There's a whole lot of fallout from a situation like this. And, you know, I pray that her daughter will take advantage of the helps that her mom can help show her. But again, that's going to be her choice.
Right. It's the daughter's choice. And what you're saying is the mom should get the help.
You betcha.
Right, exactly. And I think that's such an important issue for us, that if, you know, your kids are having trouble in this area, then you go get the help. And in fact, you'll get trained. You'll be better at helping your daughter get well. And sometimes that's the first step.
And sometimes as mom gets involved, she finds other issues in her life.
Sure.
That have been holding her back from what God wants her to be.
Now, last time we talked about three issues. You have an acrostic called recovery, and we did the R, E, and C last time. So often in this, a person has to work through the process, as you said. And the first one, R, stands for realize I'm not God. I admit that I'm powerless to control my tendency to do the wrong thing and that my life is unmanageable. Two, earnestly believe that God exists and that I matter to him, and that's a big one, and that he has the power to help me recover. And then three is consciously choose to commit all my life and will to Christ's care and control. So we kind of walked through those in the past. If people didn't hear that program, they can obviously get the CD by going to Homeward. But the next one is an interesting one. It's openly examine and confess my faults to myself, to God, and to someone I trust. That seems like a tough part of the recovery process.
That's why it's right in the middle. It is. This is one where, again, God knows everything we've done in our life, but there's something about we need to confess that to him, and that's the way we get forgiven for it. To myself, I know when I was at this part of my program, I thought I had done some things that probably weren't good. But when I really started to get into my inventory, which is what this calls for, a moral right. inventory, right. and when I really started to get into mine and did it as honestly as I could, I found out some things, I wrote down some things that I didn't like about me, but I was able to see them in black and white. Now, what we tell people in the book is you got to keep it balanced. Nobody has just done all bad. So we need to keep focused on some good things we've done, too, because then it just becomes overwhelming.
Right. You know, I appreciate that, because a lot of times I only think of the bad things when I
right.
read that. I'm
right.
like, that's good. You got to look at some of the good, too.
You really do. And then the key part is, so we've confessed it to God. We've come to realize it ourselves. And then the tough part is sharing it with another person. And this is where the healing begins. We're forgiven by God, but as James 5:16 says, when we share, when we confess our sins to one another, we begin the healing. And that is what, every time, just as we did yesterday when I started to share my story with you, every time I have an opportunity to share my story, I'm just that further, I'm healing every day. And I'm reminded of, this is where I came from. And very honestly, I'm one bad choice away. And so that's why I continue to try to live, especially in choices as we get to them, in choice 7 and 8, which we'll talk about a little later.
How do you deal with guilt in this? This is an issue when you're writing yeah. this down, and I actually did this in my own life, and I do not have an addiction to alcohol, but I sure have a sin nature.
Right.
So when I wrote down my moral inventory at another time,
right.
you know, there was guilt began to just pour out, even yeah. though I had made my commitment to Christ, and I've been speaking as a, you know, right. as a communicator for years, talking
right.
about the forgiveness of God, unconditional love
right.
and whatnot. But guilt seems to be a big deal right
yeah.
here.
Yeah, guilt destroys our confidence, it damages our relationships, and it keeps us stuck in the past. But this is the beginning of getting rid of the guilt, because when you truly, the secret, you know, we're in recovery, this has been around forever, we're as sick as our secrets. And once we start sharing that, then that guilt starts to go away. It's not a secret. It doesn't own us anymore.
That's a biggie, isn't it? The next step is to voluntarily submit to every change God wants us to make. How do you do that?
This is a process. This is one that takes a lot of time. And I'm continuing doing that today. Am I perfect because I've been in recovery for all these years? By no means. I'm better than I was, and I hope to be better a year from now that I am today and continue to grow. We're all growing in Christ. But it really is, you know, if you just say, I want to grow as a Christian, well, how? Be specific. So this helps you be specific. And what you do in this is you focus on one character defect at a time. And usually what we say is, do it on the character defect that is affecting your life the most today. You know, if you try to do 20 at a time, it's not going to happen. But you do one at a time, and then you focus on that victory that God's given you. Focus on God's power, not your own power. It's very easy to start taking this back. The pain's getting a little better at this time in your recovery. You're going, oh, yeah, I think I've got this figured out. And you start to go back to that old willpower thing, and you're in trouble. So it's going to be God's power that's going to change you.
Now, the term you used in your book, if I'm not mistaken, was reprogram our autopilot.
Yes. Yeah, basically what we call this one is the transformation choice, the making changes. And this is allowing God to change the condition of your mind, its nature, its identity, its condition. And, you know, like a boat, if you set it on autopilot, it's going to go that way. You can struggle and struggle and struggle. If it's set to go left, I don't know the nautical term for that,
right.
but if it's set to turn left and you're trying to go right, but the right course is left. You could pull on that steering wheel and you could make it go right for a little while, but you get tired trying to do it on your own, and you let go and it goes back to the autopilot.
Great, great input. Great illustration, actually. John Baker with us. Freedom from Your Hurts, Hang-Ups, and Habits. We're going through an acrostic called Recovery. It's interesting enough that the book that we're talking about today is called Life's Healing Choices, and the road to recovery was actually introduced to John by a sermon that Pastor Rick Warren gave at the church where John is also a pastor at, Celebrate Recovery. The information is on our website today. If you'd like to see that, there's a link to the Celebrate Recovery website. This may be the answer that you've been looking for you or for your family. Don't go away. More to come on Homeward. We'll be right back.
We're talking about Life's Healing Choices. It's a book that John Baker had written and many years ago, and it's that still rings true for so many people today. And John is with us here in studio talking about freedom from your hurts, hang-ups, and habits. I'm Roger Marsh. You're listening to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. It's so good to have you along for this edition of the broadcast. Remember, if you're just tuning in, you're at the midpoint of part two of this conversation. So what do? Well, you go to homeward.com, you hit the radio broadcast tabs, and you go through the archives and you find part one. Then you get to listen to it for free. Isn't that a deal? We can do that because of your prayers and faithful financial support, by the way. If you can give a gift in support of the ministry today, we would love to hear from you. Even if you can't give a gift, we'd still love to hear from you. You can call us at 800-397-9725. You can go to homeward.com, or you can address your tax-deductible donation to Homeward, Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, the zip code 92693. If nothing more, call to find out how to spell Capistrano, and Deb will be happy to answer that question for you. More from Jim and John in just a moment.
Okay, so tell me, what do you think is the most expensive drug addiction in America today?
Marijuana.
Crystal meth.
Cocaine.
I don't really use drugs, but I do spend a lot of money on beer. Does that count?
Actually, it does. According to a recent report in Forbes magazine, the most expensive addiction in America today is alcohol addiction. I'm Jim Burns from Homeward. Oftentimes, as parents, we go out of our way to warn our kids about the dangerous drugs that are out there. But we completely miss the fact that beer and other malt beverages are primary gateway drugs for teens, and those who start using them are much more likely to experiment with marijuana and other harder drugs than kids who don't. In fact, 25 to 40% of all Americans in general hospital beds are being treated for complications of alcoholism. Don't let your son or daughter become involved in an alcohol-related tragedy. For a free copy of my brand new tip sheet called How to Talk to Your Kids About Drugs, go to homeward.com. I'm Jim Burns. Welcome back. I'm Jim Burns. John Baker with us. He's a pastor at Saddleback Church in beautiful Southern California, where we are in our studio today, founder of a highly successful recovery program called Celebrate Recovery. It's now in over 10,000 churches across the United States, also in at least 26 other countries as well. John himself is a former functioning alcoholic who has been sober for a little over 18 years. He and his wife, Cheryl, have been married for 38 years, two kids, two grandkids. We're talking again today about freedom from your hurts, hang-ups, and habits. And if this is not for you, which it probably can be, because I think it's for all of us, it can also be for someone, one of your loved ones, and they may need to hear this. Roger, we may need to make the CD available for this conversation, as well as a great book that he's written. I highly recommend it. It's called Life's Healing Choices. Forward is by Rick Warren, the pastor at Saddleback, known to so many. John, the next step is, I think, I just see this as a very important step. And for me personally, when I went through some of this, this was an important step for me. And it's to break out of kind of the life-dominating habit, which is we have to evaluate all our relationships. And I think the step involves asking for and also offering forgiveness, doesn't it?
It certainly does, yeah. It's evaluate all my relationships, offer forgiveness to those who have hurt me, and make amends for the harm I've done to others, except when to do so would harm them or others. And this is so key. You know, when somebody, sometimes people say, you know, that, well, God just removed the addiction, He removed the anger, He removed everything, and God certainly can do that. But there still is, if in my case there was 19 years of destruction that I caused in relationships, basically all my key relationships. And if I would have just said, hey, you know, I'm not drinking anymore, just everybody's got to live with it, the relationships wouldn't have been restored. So this was one that was so important to me personally, and it's important for anybody that's going to try to. I've seen marriages restored. I've seen families get back together, celebrate recovery, and a lot of the stories in the book
sure.
talk of this. Forgiveness is tough.
Yeah.
You know, and especially if you've been hurt and hurt deeply. Your spouse may have cheated on you. You may have been in an abusive situation as a child. And that is hard to say, yeah. you know, I forgive the perpetrator. But until that can be done, that perpetrator still is owning part of your life.
Isn't that interesting? Now, that's exactly where I was going to go. Well, how do you do it when, you know, you say, okay, I'll work this, and you say to somebody, and you've blown it, and you say to somebody, you know what, I am sorry, and they go, sorry, I don't forgive you, or the opposite is around where they say, I can't even fathom asking for forgiveness to this person who abused me or this person
right.
who did this.
Well, again, sometimes for some, in a case of an abuse situation, it may not be safe for that person to go back.
Right.
But again, that's what the group's for and the accountability partners. You can write a letter, you can do it to an empty chair, but just releasing that person. Now, that doesn't mean you forget what they've done to you. It means you forgive them and can move on. And, it, you know, we need to forgive because God has forgiven us. And it's really that simple. And the other thing is resentment doesn't work. And finally, we're going to need forgiveness in the future. And so it's important to be able to forgive others. It's not easy. And it really isn't for them you're doing this. It's for yourself.
It's fascinating, and I'm glad you brought that up. But it's fascinating because sometimes we almost sound arrogant because we want God to forgive us of all this crummy stuff we've done,
right.
but then we're not going to be willing to forgive others. And so we harbor that. And so when we do that, we can't find the freedom.
Right. They still own part of us.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great thought when you think about it. Who owns you and why? And we've got that's a very important part of it. Number seven is reserve a daily time with God for self-examination, also for Bible reading and prayer in order to know God and His will. Self-examination, doing it on a daily basis, how does that look like?
It's basically what I encourage everybody to do is journal. And journaling is something that for myself is not easy. You know, you're tired at night. You can think of 10 excuses why you shouldn't. But the values are truly there, especially right. if you're going to do this program to the best of your ability. Journaling helps you see, what I did good today, where I blew it today. So now, if I write it down, I could go back to that person tomorrow and make my amends. It doesn't have to. I don't have to drag it out I can't really remember why he's mad at me. Well, and so the journaling is key. But the Bible reading Celebrate Recovery, this is, I can't believe this. We now have a Celebrate Recovery Bible.
Isn't that great?
Zondervan just published the Bible. And I mean, what it does is for anybody who feels that recovery doesn't belong in a church and it's not biblical, Celebrate Recovery is biblical because Jesus Christ is our higher power. And now we have our own Bible that is full of the different lessons of Celebrate Recovery. And so it ties the goal in that was, okay, people who are getting into the Life Healing Choices book, a lot of Bible verses in there, Celebrate Recovery participant guides, a lot of Bible in there, but now we're getting into the Word.
Yeah.
And that's exciting.
No, and that is exciting. And it's actually a part of the healing process because when you plant the Word of God in your life, flowers fade and the grass withers, but the Word of God abides forever. That's going to give you the strength to keep moving on along with accountability and the other aspects. So
yeah.
What you're saying is you've got to work this program, so to speak. And in some ways, it is kind of a program, but you've got to work it. And interesting enough, you're using it out of the Beatitudes. Here's Jesus saying this. He wasn't speaking specifically about celebrating recovery,
right.
but he was giving us the truth
right.
so long ago, and you're just adapting it in
yep.
some ways.
Yeah, and again, if people would live by the seventh and eighth choice, where they do reserve a daily time with God for self-examination, the Bible reading and prayer to find
right.
God's will, and then the eighth choice.
Go ahead, read it.
Yield myself to God to be used to bring this good news to others, both by my example and by my words. And Matthew 5:10 says, happy are those who are persecuted because they do what God requires. If we live that way, and I try to live my life that way every day, and I hope I do that every day I'm still on this earth, it's not a bad place to be. It's not a bad way to live.
No.
You're getting, you know, you're looking at what you did good, what you did wrong. You're praying, you're getting into the Word, and most importantly, too, you're giving back. You're recycling that pain. We call that the sharing choice. This is not a program that you do and go, oh, I've completed it now, or I read the book, and I feel pretty good. I thank you, God, and go on about your business. This is, you got to give it back. You got to help somebody else. It is too important because we all, again, those numbers we read in the last show, all those different hurts, hang-ups, and habits, we all know someone that needs this.
Right, and our healing gets even stronger as we share this over and over and over again. Now, it's interesting because I'm going to kind of put you on the spot, but your son John's sitting over here, and he is the pastor of recovery at Saddleback Church, as you now are freed up to do, although you're a pastor there, you're freed up to do more of the Celebrate Recovery. And we were talking before the program. Here he is, a guy who went through a phenomenal youth group, I think one of the finest youth groups in America, but kind of strayed.
Yes,
and so I asked him, I said, do you have a story? And he said, yeah. So here you are doing Celebrate Recovery and working through this process, and your son goes in a similar direction to you. He is now recovered. Tell us a little bit about that story. There must be some pain and hope in that.
Yeah, it brought it home. Mm-hmm. I mean, it brought it home to the fact that when I went through all this, we didn't have all the books and the workbooks, and the program wasn't there. It was, if Pastor Rick hadn't said yes to my ministry idea, it wouldn't have been.
Right.
And to see your son go through it, that was hard. But then to see the program work for him, that was a pretty joyous opportunity. I mean, it brought it right home to me.
Right. No, it does. So you have been there, you've experienced in your own life, been set free, continue to work it, and also seen it work within your own family because, you know, your son, even though here you are working in this program, your son still struggled himself and now is helping thousands of people find help and hope for their hurts, hang-ups, and habits.
We can't make the choices for our kids, and everybody's got to make their own choices, and we're, you know, again, as we started to talk, you know, the choice of healing and happiness is ours, but we got to make the choice.
It is a choice. And I hope you make that choice today. If you're listening to this program and you need help, make the choice to get the book, Life's Healing Choices. Make the choice to go to the Homeward website, look at some of our material on it, look at the link to Celebrate Recovery. John Baker, thank you for being with us today.
I'm glad. Thank you very much for having me.
What a privilege. John Baker has been my guest today on Homeward. We've been talking about finding freedom from your hurts, hang-ups, and habits. It is possible to do that, but we got to work the plan. Well, it's no secret that a lot of people are in pain right now. And unfortunately, we live in a culture that wants you to believe that you can buy that relief you're looking for at a liquor store or at a pharmacy or online or even through other types of drugs. Well, if you or someone you know has ever dealt with an addiction to drugs or alcohol, you know that many times the physical symptoms are only reflecting a deep emotional or even spiritual wound. That's why I think that a group like Celebrate Recovery is so important. John Baker is a living testimony to what the power of God can do in the life of a person who is suffering from a chemical addiction of some sort. And I really like John's book, Life's Healing Choices. And now here's Roger with some information about that great book.
Yeah, it's really easy to get a hold of information because the internet. It's wonderful. The book's available wherever Christian books are sold. That's easy. If you'd like a link to learn more about John Baker's book, Life's Healing Choices, we've got one on our Homeward website today. If you go to homeward.com, hit the radio broadcast tab, look at the broadcast listings for today's program. You'll see John's name is hotkeyed. Click on John's name. It'll take you to the Celebrate Recovery website. You can learn more about resources. You can buy books there if you want to. It's entirely up to you. You know, Jim, we have an army of people who support our ministry through prayer and financial giving every month. It's Homeward's Family Circles, we like to call them. And the Family Circle is growing, and it's very, very encouraging to see how big this group is getting.
Well, it is exciting. This Family Circle has been something I've wanted to see happen for a long time. I can't stress enough that there is no set dollar amount. It's just that people will support us on a daily basis. I said this on the last program, but we had a $100,000 donor not able to fulfill the pledge at the end of the year, and it really, really hurt us. What we need is more people giving less money. We'll take the $100,000 as well.
Of course, of course.
But more people giving less money. And in that process, then, we can get an army of people who will support us. You know, Roger, I was thinking about this not too long ago. I was thinking back to a Christian organization. It's called the 700 Club. Mm-hmm. I don't get the privilege to watch it very often. I've been on it a few times. And it started with 700 people giving $10 a month. Boy, has inflation changed with that.
Sure changed.
That they were actually able to start a television network that way. But, you know, it has influenced people worldwide. And it was because an army of people got together and said, we're going to give on a monthly basis. We're going to pray regularly. Well, that's what Homeward is trying to do. We actually want to be the 411 and we want to be the 911 for families. We want to give information. We want to help when there's a crisis. We do offer seminars. The Understanding Your Teenager seminar is great. People should look into it, have their church sponsor it. We do so many other types of great ministries. Our website gives thousands of real answers to life's questions for parents. To do that, it obviously takes some money. One of the things that I've always always been kind of against when I've listened to Christian radio or Christian television, and I even have a brother who kind of hassles me about it at times, is I don't want us to be people who are just begging for money. But what we do need is we need an army of people who do give. And as part of their giving, they would give to Homeward a small amount or a large amount, depending on how God blesses them. But people who would say, we will be a part of this army. We're going to reach this generation of parents. And Homeward is geared to reaching this generation of parents, dealing with the kind of special issues that they deal with each and every month. So that's called the Family Circle, Homeward's Family Circle. Hope people will consider joining us. They can give us a call, obviously, or they can go online and get more information. Okay, that's it for today. I hope you'll join me again next time. Till then, I'm Jim Burns. Appreciate you listening today to Homeward.
Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.